people, there shall they be called the children of the living God. So he came to his own that know him. We know this guy. We know his father. Isn't he the carpenter? We know his brothers and sisters. Listen, if you're saved and you go back to your Egypt, your mom, your dad, your cousins, your friends, your workplace, your peers, and somebody gets saved, thank God. But if they say, you got to be kidding me, don't be discouraged and don't be surprised. A prophet hath not honor in his own country. How can we bridge that lack of honor to those that we love? The lack of honor that stems from familiarity? Well, here's one way. Pray that God would send someone their way, that they do revere, that they do maybe honor, that they are friends with, and then pray that that person that God sends would have the boldness to open their mouth for Jesus Christ to the one you love that won't hear you because they know you. A prophet hath no honor in his own country. But God sort of impressed another slant to this verse on me that I feel is very, very, very timely with all these young families, and not every marriage is exactly Romeo and Juliet. And I'm going to be very careful because I am making a practical application and I don't want a self-fulfilling prophecy here. Contextually, in the context of what we read, it's those people outside of Christ, if you will. But what about those that know Christ? What about those inside the body of Christ? What about those in the church who watched the prophets, the shepherds, those in authority in their lives,